Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on this, let's just say, a rather wet Sunday afternoon here in Wales, in the UK. Well, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got some amazing guests. I've got two guests on again this week, so this has got to be the fifth week running that we've had two guests. And, you know, I love doing two guest shows because it's so exciting. It's so different, allowing two guests to be a part of this wonderful show. And this show is here for you. It's for you to call in to have some readings with us, to hear all about our guests and how you can get yourselves involved to the show. Simply just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. There's where you find the show page. There's where you'll see the Skype button if you want to call into the studio for free. Just hit the button. Follow the instructions that it gives you to come through into the studio to come and speak to us. We do take all calls as they come in, so if you are on hold for a little while, I do apologize, but we will get you as soon as we can. Or alternatively, you can call the numbers, which is 760-283-4611, and that's if you are in the USA, or if you are anywhere outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And let me bring in my first guest here for you, a gentleman that I believe is no stranger to radio. I believe that he's a fantastic medium as well. A gentleman that's just come back from being on tour over in Ireland, and that's a good friend called Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and you know, I'm being quite excited to have the show here today because I've heard so much about you, but we've never really communicated, Jonathan, have we?
No, I think it's been a little bit of brief Facebook messages or something here and there, Mike. But yeah, it's good.
Yeah, indeed, it has. But you know, Jonathan, I'm so looking forward to teaming up, so to speak, with you tonight to bring these wonderful listeners some evidence of life after death there with you. So, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Jonathan Brown? Where did you come from? How long have you been a worker for the spirit? Well, tell us all about yourself.
Okay, sure thing. I go off the thing that I'm a light worker, Mike, which is something that you might understand as well. I think medium is just a label. For truly, we're all healers, and that's what mediumship is. It's healing a rift or a gap between departed souls in the spirit side to us down here still on the earth plane. As for the physical Jonathan Brown, as it were, I was born in Bristol. Yay. I've lived sort of up and down England and various countries. I've been working professionally as a medium now since the 1st of August 2010. And I go kind of wherever I'm sent or needed and do whatever healing work's needed and whatever mediumship.
Okay, so you've been working professionally since 2010, so you've had 4 good years of professional work with the spirit world. As you say, light worker, which, yes, I do understand as light workers. Because yeah. What we're doing, we are all healing, whether it be the mind, body, or soul, most definitely. So what kind of work do you actually do there, Jonathan? Because I know that you mentioned healing and mediumship. What is your main forte of work?
I would do a lot more of the platform mediumship. I serve quite a few churches in the United Kingdom, and I'll obviously do public events, so stage demonstrations. I've been obviously seeing people for one-on-one private readings for the last sort of 4 or 5 years, but I think that's something that's starting to die down a little now. I feel I'm going to be concentrating a bit more our spirit are pushing me just on the stage demonstrations. I am a healer. I got the chance to do a bit of healing when I was away in Ireland, which was nice because it's been a while where it's just been the mediumship side. I'm also a teacher and a mentor. I've got a book that's sort of in process, and probably a lot of similar things to yourself, Mike, working in the professional arena, as it were.
Yes, most definitely. You know, and you know, there's nothing I enjoy more than connecting to the spirit. And Jonathan, do you find, you know, never mind what goes on in your life, your mediumship always kind of is there for you. It supports you. It guides you in the time of need, isn't it?
Wholeheartedly, Mike. I've got a contract, as it were, as I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Which we giggle at, but that's our commitment with everything that we do. As said to yourself, Wednesday just gone, I was in a very serious car accident on the way home from Ireland. Yeah, I'm perfectly fine to be here this evening and do my job.
Well, you know, all I got to say there, Jonathan, is, you know, thank God that you are okay, you know, and, you know, the rest of the things, you know, the car is just a material possession, isn't it, you know, but thank God that you are okay, and, you know, hope that whatever is needed in the speedy recovery, hope that that is just that the case.
Meant to be, Mike.
Well, you know, sometimes I think that, you know, when life throws things at us, you know, even though that in the beginning it's hard to digest and it's hard to see that, but it is exactly as you say, it's just meant to be, you know, and I know I've come up against things in my life that, you know, once you're going through the thick of things, it's very difficult to digest that. But when it's meant to be, you cannot push it away. You cannot accept it's meant to be, and what's meant to be is meant to be, isn't it?
That's true. We're all here. We have learning. It's continuous learning. Lots of tests. I can say that with many smiles on my face. And sometimes we see the tests that aren't as happy at the time or bring sadness or whatever. And it's only after we look back at it and understand why we went through it. Everything positive, negative, everything happens for a higher cause. Everything happens for our individual soul journeys.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I want to bring in our other guest. I want to bring in Rihanna. Now, Rihanna has been a lady that's been supportive of this show for the past over 4 years now. So, Rihanna, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Jonathan. Oh. Lovely to meet you. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rihanna. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I just feel humbled and honoured to be here with you guys. I've always followed Mike. I am, if you like, a fledgling when it comes to mediumship. I do work very closely to spirit. I'm a Reiki healer. I also do intuitive angel card readings. I just love working with spirit. I've had to be away quite a lot on some days, as Mike realised. I've had some, my mummy's not been well, and I've had a few things. And I was guided a few weeks ago just to suddenly appear and communicate with him. And I felt that was quite special. There was a reason for it, and I'm sure Mike also felt it too. I just feel so blessed. You're right. When we go through some of the dire levels of life, spirit always brings us a blessing through it. Although at the time we don't see it, it always does, without fail. I just feel 100% blessed every day.
Yeah,
you know, and the old saying there, isn't it? There's always light at the end of the tunnel. And you know, the guys, I know, you know, when I look back over my life and you know, how I become involved in spiritualism, when, you know, I heard a knife saying, I heard a voice saying, watch the knife. And, you know, the knife was used and I was stabbed and, you know, I was fighting for my life in hospital. From that day on, that's where Jonathan spoke of the contract. That's where I kind of physically signed my contract to the spirit world some 23 years ago. And, yes, I do giggle at myself for that. But, you know, what a fantastic journey they've taken me on. Yes, there's been highs. Yes, there's been lows. And sometimes the lows, you know, we kind of fight off the highs because we're on a low. But what matters is that the spirit world are around us, supporting us, guiding us. It's just like the poem, guys, isn't it? Footprints. We've all heard the poem of footprints.
Yes.
You know, when we only see one set of prints, that's when we carry on. I believe that's where the spirit world are with each and every one of us, carrying us through this time of life. And you know, even, you know, if we look at the astrology and 2014, it's year of change, isn't it?
Yes. It's fantastic, actually. I've had some fantastic messages because I work with the angelic and the higher realms, and it's been absolutely unbelievable. This is like a time of there's a lot of things happening, but this is like a time of awakening. And what's happening, a lot of people have been feeling a lot of heaviness in their lives. Loads of people. But what that is, it's like if you've cancelled, cleared and deleted the message was, have you really? And this has now been bringing it out to the surface so that it can move on into a very higher level of our spirits. It's very powerful time, and we should be blessed for it. It's like everything's evolving to a much higher level right now to attain more of our totality of spirit.
Most definitely. And, you know, all we need to do is to keep that thought in our mind, that thought process.
Yes.
You know, the spirit world will take us where we need to be. And sometimes, guys, you know, we must remember that when things crop up in our lives, the reason being is because something else is coming in, something else is going on. Maybe that there's no room for anything else or any, you know, physical barriers in our ways. You know, we have to kind of learn to climb that ladder. And, you know, I can speak from personal experience with this one, guys. I really can, you know. You have to think, okay, now it's time for me to shine, so to speak, or time to move up that ladder and progress onwards. And with the grace of God, and God willing, to move forward as much as we can.
Yeah, which is what we're all trying to do. Some further things to add, if I may, Mike, is obviously 2014, so in numerology, we're a number 7 year. So that's a very good big year for communication. A good friend of mine, a practitioner called Moira Bush, taught me that it's a turquoise year. She does colour mirrors as well and explained that, and that's the year of communication. Things to be known this year for sort of people on the collective are two big changes collectively going to happen for people this year, and that's relationships ending. And when I say relationships, I don't just mean partner. These can be friends going out your life, work colleagues, all these sorts of things. It's just souls needed to go off in different directions for different reasons, and that will be as much on one's journey as another. The other one is quite serious for work and job change this year, as in, you know, people working 30 years and just walking in the door and saying, you know what, I'm fed up with my job, I want to resign, or your dream job coming, all this sort of stuff. These are sort of two key things I'm passing out as a greater message to people about this year. A lot of people have been struggling this month. I know university April month is the toughie, as I know firsthand. next month, we're going into the May month, especially around about the 19th, a lot of change. It's very sort of symbolic new life start for everybody, even though it's not necessarily a physical transition. So I just wanted to add that to go out to the people listening. Thanks.
Definitely. And you know, the more that we realize that we are spirit, you know, the more that we realize, okay, let's leave it to the great divine plan that's out there. Because what we must remember, you know, this is a blueprint of our lives that we are living. This is a contract that we've signed before we've come here. So whatever goes on in our lives, whatever thing we suffer with, whatever conditions we have, it's already there. We are just following the blueprint. We're following the plan exactly the way it's meant to be. And those torments, them hurts, them torture, whatever that we go through, it's what we have signed up for, if you like, before we've come into this life.
Yes.
And the more that we kind of work through it, the more that we realize, hey, this is fine. Let's move on. Let's do what we need to do, because this is the plan. This is what is meant to be.
Yes. Yeah. Where I do believe that all our souls are connected to the higher creator, source, or God, whatever you like to call him, and that is on a soul level. And often a spiritual level, but we'll also honour our humanness while we're here. And we've given wonderful opportunities, immense opportunities to work in that vibration. And I just feel blessed that I've been given that opportunity, Mike and Jonathan. To me, it's just wonderful. I get very humbled by it, actually.
You know, Rihanna, the one thing I always say, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 15, 50, 80. It doesn't matter what age. No.
I'm going to make you laugh. Sorry.
I'm not picking.
It's just my humour.
You know, it's again, it's down to that blueprint, that plan.
Yes.
That contract that we signed before we came here. What's meant to be will be, and we have to move on with that divine plan and allow it to come forward. But, Jonathan, let's just come back to you for a second there. How can people get a hold of you, Jonathan?
How can people get a hold of me? Obviously, like most people in the world, I'm on various social network sites. So I've got a Facebook account. I've got a reasonably new business page, I think over the last sort of 6 months or a year on Facebook as well. I'm on Twitter when I get a chance to tweet. I do have a website. It's currently in phase of being updated. I have a lady who acts as my secretary in the UK that most people will get hold of as first point of call. I can provide. Do you want me to provide a number over air?
You can do if you feel that you want to, Jonathan. Yes, please do.
Yeah, sure thing. It's English mobile number. It's 07940504188, and you will get a lovely lady called Kim. I kind of have some. I'm in Ireland and Spain quite a bit, so I have some different mobile numbers for when I'm in those countries as well. And via that, it's sort of email jonathan@jonathan-brown-medium.co.uk, and either myself or Kim will get back to you ASAP.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Rihanna, how can people get hold of you?
Oh, well, my site is also awaiting some updates, but you can still get hold of me via it. Take a look. It's www.healing-handsanctuary.co.uk, and you can also find me on facebook.com/rihanna.george.7.
Perfect. Okay, and you know, guys, if you want to get hold of me, you know exactly how to do that. Come over to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, or send me an email and I forgot my email address. It's mikespirit15@aol.com. You know, Rihanna, when you have them little blank moments?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Little blank moment that just suddenly...
Yes.
Came over me, and I don't know why, but I find it quite funny. Guys, we need to go to our first music break. Okay, so...
Do you know what I did, Mike, for you? And I don't know whether it's viable. I was guided to an opening prayer for this evening, and if you'd like me to share that with you, I'm quite happy to. If you don't, I won't.
No, yes, please do, and then we'll go into our music break.
Right. O great Spirit, who art the perfection of love and harmony, and of all the things that you have created, who watches over the whole universe and our beautiful blue planet Earth, open our hearts that we may hear your voice, which constantly comes from within us to show us the way of your will for our progress with our loving helpers who you have assigned to us. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is part of us, hidden in our soul, that we may know and understand our lives better. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us up above the differences which divide humanity. Help us to treat all people equally and to embrace life to be of freedom, truth and love. Send us thy peace, O thy divine spirit, and help us to be perfect in thy sight. We ask that at this time now, all will be protected by your loving emissaries as they help us work to receive the gifts of spirit. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely perfect. Amen. Yeah, absolutely perfect. Okay, well, put your feet up, guys, and enjoy this one.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight.
What an absolutely amazing song. Emily Sanders, read all about it. Enjoy that one, guys.
Brilliant.
Okay, let's...
Emily Sanders, brilliant.
Oh, I think what a fantastic inspiration. You know, and I look upon music as an inspiration. I really do. You know, it inspires me in lots of things in my life.
Yes, definitely.
not only just to work for the spirit world, but, you know, in everyday-to-day life, you know.
Yes.
So let's go over to the phone lines. Let's take some callers. I know that we've got lots of callers in at the moment. And let's go to area code 310 and say, hi, 310, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Okay, Susan, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southern California.
From Southern California. Okay, perfect. Susan, I'm going to hand you over to Jonathan. Jonathan, are you happy to work with Susan there?
Yeah, sure thing, Mike.
Okay, it's over to you, mate.
Hi,
Jonathan.
How are you doing?
I'm doing thank you.
Good. I'm laughing to myself because every time I'm on air, somebody from California. which is wonderful. Must be where my energy is needed at the moment. Okay, so you just want me to have a look in either on your life or who I pick up around you, yeah?
Yes, that'd be fantastic.
Okay. Okay, I get two. Got a lady that draws close to you from the world of spirit, as well as a gentleman that comes in. One comes in on your left-hand side, and one comes in on your right-hand side. Very much with the gentleman, it's a granddad-type figure energy as he comes in, okay?
Okay.
I feel you've got a choice to make with, like, your home right now, this year, what you're doing, if you're going to be staying in that area, if you're possibly going to be moving on in some way, shape, or form. Family is a very important thing to you. However, this year is about you making some decisions for yourself.
Okay.
Okay? Work is something else I feel that's going to change a little bit, but to me that's going to happen over the next 3 years. And a more of a spiritual side coming into you yourself as well, I feel. Now, we all are spiritual and have a spiritual side, but it's something that will open up for us all more individually in life at different points in time. They take me back 2 years ago. If I go back to kind of 2012 with you, I feel more things were changing out of your hands then rather than through the choices you've got now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You are a believer in, well, I'll say the word God, but anybody can put a different slant on the word God. We could say universe, omnipresence, divine source, inner part of yourself, anything like that, because that very much comes in. I work with the angel vibration quite a lot as well, and I get Archangel Gabriel with you. Are you familiar with the archangels?
Yes.
Okay, Archangel Gabriel comes from the violet ray. Angels are actually asexual, which means they're neither male or female. They resonate with us the way that we resonate with them. But again, would be the angel that governs the nighttime, but it's not really the nighttime energy that's affecting you right now. It's more, it's to do with your destiny.
Okay.
We all do have a destiny, as much as we all have free will. You had a feather recently.
A what?
Have you had an angel feather recently?
A feather?
Yeah, it's what we call an angel feather.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. If you're not sure if you've had some, I want to keep your eyes open for some.
Okay.
Okay, these are small little feathers. These are real things that manifest in the physical world from the angels in answer to our thoughts and our prayers. And people can then hold them. I tell people to put them in a little box or keep them safe. Do you have some questions you want to ask?
Well, you know, I recently made a decision about not moving, not taking a job out of state. I'm just kind of wondering if you see me finding a relationship anytime soon because that kind of took up a lot of my time and energy, kind of thinking about whether or not I wanted to make a move or not.
Okay, see, I mentioned when you first come on about, you know, decisions with the home still and the work, and I feel they both apply. I feel that within the next 2 years you're going to do both, even though you've made the decision that you've made now. Because this is where I'd get the Archangel Gabriel energy coming in. I feel for you on your, we call it your soul path or your life path, you're meant to be making a transition soon. It's just because the universe needs you in a different place, doing different things with different people and different energy. Relationship right now, I'm going to say no, but only for a short period of time, because I get the June month, and I want to say the month after next month, I feel that's more significant with relationship for yourself.
Okay.
Has to be the right person. It also has to be someone who's active. I get they have to have an active side.
Okay.
What are your dreams telling you at the moment?
Well, I've had the craziest dreams. I've actually been dreaming about a past relationship, but it's more like, you know, I'm kind of like a letting go kind of dreaming, just being able to look at that person as just a person and not as somebody that I had a relationship with at all. It's interesting.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. It's life lessons. And I said about the dreaming because they said, you know, they're communicating through your dreams, which is a way for a lot of people that if they can't get the communication coming through actively within the day or something like that, then that's, bet your bottom dollar they get it through in the night time whilst you're sleeping.
Right.
the relationship from the past, I mean, they weren't the worst person in the whole entire world, but it just wasn't right.
No.
It just wasn't working out.
That's correct.
You were two different souls going two different ways. I'm going to kind of put something to you. How important is a relationship to you? And it's not that I want an answer for that on air, because I'm not putting it to you in that way. It's just that I'm aware that there's kind of nothing wrong with you just being okay with you for a little bit.
Right. I'm not like a desperate relationship person at all. As a matter of fact, I'm fine with myself.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're not, but I feel your energy would be better used doing the things you need to do, just concentrating on yourself.
Okay.
Again, you have free will choice, you know. Either way, that's what I feel for the next 2 months. Come the June month, I do feel there's someone coming in, and there's a past connection with this person. So in some way, shape, or form, they tie into your past. Now, that could be via somebody else, or you could go somewhere that you've been in your past or something, but there's a slight past connection with them.
Okay.
October month's going to be very good with work.
Good.
I know you asked. Anything
good is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. They've just made me talk about the October month, and next year you're going to have two trips away.
Awesome.
It's going to be some travel for you, two trips away. Doesn't necessarily mean out the country. I mean, America's a big place, but there's two little jaunts or missions you're going to be going on next year. I feel very, very much so.
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask?
No, I think you covered everything. That was really awesome. Thank you.
Okay, do you know what crystals are?
Yes.
Okay. Some rose quartz would be good for you right now, I'm being told. I got Archangel Raphael that would come in and give me that advice. It's for the heart chakra. It's actually more for the upper heart chakra, but it promotes love, self-love, and there is a wives' tale, and we'll say it's a wives' tale, and I do hold a lot into them as well, personally, but it can attract the right relationship and things like that. But just a nice bit of Sovereign rose quartz, also a protection stone. I feel that energy would be good for you right now, so I'll just leave you with that little extra bit.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. There, Jonathan and Sue, thank you very much for calling in. But before you go, we do have somebody in the chat room who's asking, do you know who Billy is? I don't know if you would recognize the name Billy. Don't know, but I have to ask because the question's been asked to you, Sue. Do you know who the Billy is?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, I know that there's someone in the chat room that thought they was picking up there of a Billy. That's okay. Susan, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a wonderful day.
Take care, honey.
Thank
you. Bless
you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, what absolutely lovely lady there, Susan. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to 618 and say hi, 618. Are you there with us?
Hi. Hello.
Hi, can you take your name there, please?
Sure, thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. Can we have your name there, please?
Yes, this is Vicky.
Vicky.
Yes.
Okay, Vicky, and can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Sure, it's in Illinois, Champaign, Illinois.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I'm going to let Jonathan put his feet up for a minute, and I'm going to work with you.
Okay.
As long as my computer stops playing up, because for some reason there, Vicky, the last few weeks it's been doing that, and I don't know why. But never mind. Okay, we do have a special as well that's on with us, and I know that she'll come in at the end of this and maybe drop a little something in there. But Vicky, I want to start off there working with you by talking to you about this lady, bless her heart, that I have with me here in the spirit world. And as this lady draws close to you, I believe that you would link to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I know that she comes through. I know that she would have lost quite a lot of weight before she passed because she shows herself to me on like comparison of how she used to be to how she would have been just before she passed. I know that she talks to me that she suffered, and she suffered quite greatly within the body there before she crossed over to the other side of life. And she talks to me that there was lots of tears, lots of hurts, lots of upset before she passed, blessed. Do you understand who she is there, Vicky?
Yes, of course, I do. Okay.
And this would either be like your mum or your grandma. I feel more grandmum, if I'm honest with you. Is that right?
Yes, that's my grandma. Oh, you're so good.
Well, you know, I'm only as good as my last communication there, Vicky. I really am. But your grandmother is here with us, okay? And I know that she wants me to say that to you.
Yes.
She's been around your life quite a lot of late there, Vicky, because you've seen that you've been, like, walking up on eggshells then, excuse the expression, it's us UK people, isn't it, you know? But walking up on eggshells as if you're treading carefully over something at the moment because you feel as if you are having to tread carefully over things. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Yep.
And it's almost to the point where you feel, I don't want to say too much, I don't want to do too much because I don't want to upset what's around me. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she talks to me that, see what you're frightened of, because if you upset it, then it will kind of turn around on itself and you won't be able to be in that position of where you are in right now. And she tells me that's not what you want out of life. What you want out of life is to be at your best. And you feel at the moment that you're trying your hardest to be at your best, but it's so difficult. You know, I feel as if she's coming here just to give you direction. She wants to give you like a push forward in your life. You know, I want to see that you... Dry up the tears. Dry up your tears. Do you understand there's been tears that's been shed there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And perfect. And why does she tell me here about that there's things to be done to the home? Are you thinking, Vicky, of having work done to the home? You want to... Now, let me get it right for you. There's some doors that needs adjusting. Is that right?
Doors that need adjusting in my home? Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe in my apartment. The security doors are supposed to, it's supposed to be a luxurious apartment, which is totally not. And so the maybe that's what she means. The doors on the outside are open now. They're not locked ever. So all kinds of people can come in and go. But that's not to the inside of my apartment. That is to the, you know, the complex. So that's a good point.
As long as you understand it, Vicky, then that's all my job is to do, is to present the evidence to you and the information. And, you know, she's doing that absolutely perfect. there to you at the moment, okay? She needs me to stress the point to you that you're not alone in this life. She walks by the side of you, side by side, step by step, doing of what she does best from the spirit world to support you and to aid you physically and emotionally, because I know that's what you need in your emotional state at the moment. You know, for some reason there, Vicky, I want to say to you that, you know, you've got to stop thinking as if you can't, because I know you can. Do you understand of this? That
yes, I do. I think I can. Lately, I've been very kind of anxious.
See, and you've been so harsh
on
yourself,
haven't
you?
Like an anxiety disorder.
See, you've been harsh on
yourself. I've always been hard on myself, yeah.
Because she talks to me about being harsh on yourself, and she talks to me about that what you need to do is just, you know, start believing in yourself for once. And I don't mean to be harsh, and I do apologize for it to come out that way, but start believing in yourself for once. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
For some reason, I just want to fill my lungs full of air and just say to you, you know, let it, breathe it out slowly and be yourself, because that's all anybody can ask of you, is to be yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Now, I know that we have another special guest here with us, okay? Rihanna, are you ready to work there?
Yes, I'll do.
Hey, Mike,
hello,
God bless you, Mike. It's very nice of you, and it just, like, means so much to me. Yes. Sorry, I just had to say that.
That's your heart, because, you know, it's so important that, you know, that we have these communications. Sorry, Rihanna, it's over to you.
Yeah, it is. Right. It really is, and it just means so much. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Vicky. Yes, I do see that this beautiful lady is working with you, and I work with intuitively with the angel cards, and I link to the angelic and divine realms, and I would like to quickly go over you. I did get the heart chakra card, which came out very strongly. I do feel that, bless your heart, you have been taking on the sensitivities of other family members and everybody else, and you've been trying desperately on an emotional level to try and appease them all the time. And this is what she's trying to say. Sometimes for yourself, you have to realize that you're just as worthy. You might have to set, and it will be a kindly boundary. You don't have to be harsh, but once you set those boundaries in place, my darling, everything will turn out and will be fine. You'll have the connection with them will be lot better, and I can speak to you now from my personal experience. I also got from Archangel Michael cards, go forward fearlessly on this one. Believe and trust yourself. Keep your eyes on a targeting intention that you're going to be looking forward to. Admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. I hope that
wonderful.
Helps you.
Is there anything about love? Do you see anything about love?
I feel that first you must work on yourself with these little issues. And as you do, you become stronger. And what happens is you then naturally, the natural will be attracted to you.
Sounds great.
I think it's because you've probably, you are such a lovely soul, you know, sensitive souls. And I will say this, sensitive souls and hearts need to protect. Need to protect yourself, need to honour yourself. And sometimes, you know, people ask me when I talk about healing, when was the time you took time out for you? When was the time that you considered you on many levels? Because you're just as valuable. And in order to be there for other people, you must do that for yourself. Respect who you are, honour, accept, love yourself in a totality.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very special soul, very loving, and your grandmother is with you, and this is what spirit is trying to do for you at this present time, and it will all be okay.
Thank you very much.
Namaste. You're welcome.
Sounds great. Namaste. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Vicky, for calling, and remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives.
Thanks
of Mike
so much.
No problem. The pleasure is all ours, and, you know, thank you for your continued support, Vicky, and I say have a wonderful day there.
You too.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, before we go into the next reading, let me go into my next song and just enjoy. What a lovely song there by Rihanna, Take a Bow. Okay, guys, we ready to go back to the phone lines?
Brilliant.
Okay, let's go to area code 801 and say, hi, 801, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Can we take your name there, please?
Francis. Francis.
Francis. Okay, Francis, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Utah.
Okay, perfect. Jonathan, leave this all over to you, mate.
Have we lost him, Mike?
I don't know. No? Jonathan, are you there with us?
Yeah, I said, hi, Francis, how you doing?
Hi, thank you, good.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think it's just a connection problem there on the old internet. Okay, give me a sec. Okay. Wanting some happier energy with you right now, Francis. And this isn't just now online. I mean, being sent your way, okay? And that would be from whoever's drawing close around you in the spirit world, okay?
All right.
I'd have a gentleman coming through from the world of spirit. He comes in behind you, and he comes in quite slowly. So I have an indication that whilst he was here and he was alive, I'm not so sure how he would have took this kind of stuff we're doing right now, okay?
Okay.
He is there. You should very much get a shiver down the back of your spine, feeling like somebody's walked over your grave.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you know when he's coming in, okay? Definitely been passed away at least a year, because he's given me that sort of indication, that first time period. And his health wouldn't have been perfectly sound before he passed as well, because he's just mentioning that. Sometimes you get the light flicking off, flicking around you as well, you know, lights?
Alright.
Like in the home or something like that. It's a physical sign that spirit managed to come through into the physical world, and I get the indication that that's applicable with this person. It's the heart area that I'm taken to with you, because I feel sadness there, or you're grieving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also a bit of communication issue at the moment, because he's taking me very much to my throat area, and it's like I'm wanting to talk, but I'm stopping a minute. He's taking it back to the heart area there. So that's emotional communication that you're not dealing too well with at the moment, okay?
All right.
Getting an indication that there's a presence of three family members around, but these are people alive, yet they don't feel so close to you at the moment. So possibly the communication issue is there with family or those close to you at the moment. Do you understand?
Yes. Makes sense.
Okay, going to talk about next year, because next year is going to be a better year for you. This is a bit of a healing year for you, but this is not necessarily bad either if we look at the last 2 years that have gone on. Finances is something that is going to take a little turn on the upward as well, I want to say, from what they're showing me, okay?
Oh, great.
I do feel you've got to keep going a few more months, though, because the September month is very significant with what I'm talking about, okay? Do you go out and take walks, please?
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I need to.
Yeah, okay, because very much I'm getting that you should be doing that. I think you get to clear your head there, okay?
All right.
You're living in your own bubble, but there's energy in your bubble that's not to do with you, that's affecting you right now, and I feel that's why you need to go out and get the headspace, okay? Yeah, also, cause I'm showing like pancakes, waffles and things like that in my head, and I feel there's a need for you to be looking after yourself a little bit better right now, okay?
All right.
That
makes sense.
There'd also be a lady that would come through from the world of spirit. She's quite a small lady, and this is a family member. This is a slightly older lady, okay? And she's got the flower rose or roses is significant. Symbolically, I'm wanting to give one to you right now, okay? This is to tell you that you're beautiful, but you understand the connection with her as well, okay? Do you also understand why I've got piano at the moment, please? I'm being given the piano at the moment. Do you understand why they're channeling that?
Not really.
Somebody played it or somebody likes it.
Oh, it could have been her, yeah. I had
a
grandmother that I'd never met that was real small.
Yeah, okay. It's a very nice tune. If I could tune in my head a little bit more, I'd tell you exactly what the tune is. Okay, can't quite get the exact overture of what it is. There's something coming through on the piano. You've got to be careful where you step right now, because they're showing me one foot in front of the other foot.
Okay.
because you've been burnt a couple of times, and that's symbolic, meaning a couple of footsteps you've took were not the best footsteps for you to take, as it were, okay? And it's just a reflection that you're a bit more fragile right now. Please don't be concerned about your own health. Okay? Other thing I want to come in with right now. And I'm taken very much around the head area with that, okay? In whichever way that is, but not necessarily the physical way. Don't... You're taking too much on mentally, and that's either getting you stressed or anxious or something like that, because they're pulling that energy up there. You could do with a break. That's the next thing that's coming in. Can you make that possible?
Yes. I was thinking of going on a little bit of a gambling trip with my sister. I was wondering if that would be good or...
I get yes, because they're on about the break. Get the break.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Not getting a lot else from the lady. She's just standing there next to you. She's got her hand placed out behind you, which is on your right-hand shoulder. So she's not very far away. Then there's a child energy in the world of spirit as well.
Child energy, okay.
Child energy.
Okay.
You familiar with the concept when mediums give a child energy? Doesn't have to link with you directly, could link with somebody else around you. It's got a little female child energy that would come through from the world of spirit.
Okay. All right.
But again, I placed that back some time ago. Because it's always a projection with energy. Where's the birthday celebration that's either just been or just about to come up?
Well, I just had a birthday.
Okay. They just show me the birthday cake, so I know I want to bring that through from the world of spirit, okay? And
okay.
What have you got going on spiritually in your house?
What do I have going on?
Yeah, spiritually in your house.
Spiritually?
Yeah,
I have some Native American feathers and... is that what you mean, like articles?
They're telling me that you've got spiritual activity in your house, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. That means you're aware of people around you in the world of spirit.
Oh, like ghosts and stuff?
It's not a label I use. I use spirit, but yeah, okay.
Oh.
Sure, we'll go off. Huh. We'll go off ghost.
I don't know. Maybe. I might. I like to read Course in Miracles and like to meditate a little bit. Sometimes I feel like there's probably spirit energy around me.
Yeah, more so downstairs.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I just want to tell you to be happy.
Okay.
I just want to tell you to be happy from spirit.
Okay.
But in the sense of it's time for you to be happy now.
All right.
Life's too short.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I've got to wrap that up with a light and love.
All right. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, well, thank you there, Francine, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 973 and say hi, 973. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Tina. How are you?
I'm fine, Tina. And how are you? Can I ask you, Tina, where you're calling from? Tina?
Yes, I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey, absolutely perfect. Okay, well, Tina, I'm going to work with you here, okay, and see what comes of it. So is it okay if I just make a connection to the spirit world?
Okay, thank you. I would like to ask about a relationship with Robert.
Okay, well, let me make a connection to the spirit world there, Tina, and then we'll see where we go about any relationships or any questions that you want to ask me at towards the ending of the reading. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. I want to talk to you here of a gentleman that I'm aware of in the spirit world that comes close to you at the moment, that wants to be remembered and wants to be recognized that you. I know that he passed very quickly. He tells me it was his heart that he went over to the spirit world with, because I know it just stopped, and it stopped very fast. I know this is how he crossed over to the spirit world. I believe I'm linking towards your dad's side of your family to find this man. So I know I want to jump in within your dad's side of the family that would have passed the heart condition. I know that he would have carried a bit of weight with him there before he passed. He does make me aware of being like in his 50s, 57, 58, I want to say, when he left this life, when he passed on to the spirit world. I do believe I need to say to you that as he comes forward, that he's been around your life. And he kind of, see, would I be right there, Tina, in saying that you feel as if he's slipping into some kind of like depression mode at the moment? Is that right?
No, I'm happy now. I was stressed last week.
Okay, well, maybe I'm going back a little bit on your life there. I don't know. But do you understand who the man is?
No.
You don't? Okay,
no,
let's look
no.
at your dad's side of the family, Latina, okay? And what have you
I wasn't really, I know of my grandfather, but I wasn't really close to that side. I didn't know him or spend time with him.
Okay, so it's always going to be difficult to bring a communication from him to you then, okay? That's okay, because I've always said that, you know, if they come through from the spirit world and they want to be recognized, then they can always give us something about our lives. So let's talk about this relationship that you was talking to me about in the beginning. Robert, you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
And am I right in saying that you are in a relationship with Robert at the moment?
Yes.
And you feel a little bit, is this the right pathway to walk at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you feel a little bit like, am I doing the right thing? Am I comfortable enough with this? Is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that he has come forward there to answer these questions there for you. And I believe
Thank you.
He comes in, he just wants me to say to you that, yes, you are doing the right thing, because it's making you happy. It's making you feel as if you're finally achieving something in your life. Because if I look back in your life, it's like as if it's been, like I said, slipping into that depression. But now we kind of, you know, on top of things, and we feel more balanced than we ever did before. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
See, and I know that you please accept this gentleman, because he's the one that's giving me this information. Because I know that as he's around me here, see, he talks to me of your sleep pattern there, Tina. Your sleep pattern's not quite right at the moment as well, is it?
I'm sorry, what did you say isn't right?
Your sleep pattern. You're not sleeping correctly at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm up praying a lot, yeah.
Okay, see, because I know that I'm aware of being awake in the middle of the night. And it's just his way of proving to you that he's around you. He is there with you. He is trying to support you there from the spirit world to bring in that comfort. There's a lady that joins him. And this lady, I know that she would come to your mum's side of your family. Now, your mum is in the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
And your mum was a very dear, sweet lady when she was here. Very sympathetic, very caring lady. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that this is the lady, I have your mum that comes through here, Tina, and your mum, she just makes me aware that she's in your vibration, because it's like as if I want to be excited. Where's the birthday? Whose birthday is around now?
It would be her grandchildren, my nieces and nephews, like three of them, their birthday just passed last week.
Isn't that perfect, okay? Because she talks to me about the birthdays, and she just wants to come in for the celebrations there, because she recognizes and she understands. So again, it's her way of proving to you that she's still around your vibration in the spirit world, trying to bring the guidance, the support, and the upliftment there to you, okay? I know that we have Rihanna here. Rihanna, do you want to add on in here?
Hello, yes. Very quickly, hello, darling. Tina.
Hi.
Lovely to speak to you. Now, it's strange. I, as you know, I do intuitive angel card readings, and I look at them, and then I go to spirit. And I, while Mike was talking to you, when this gentleman was here, I was getting this beautiful, vibrant energy of this female, which I also connect to as being your mother. She's very beautiful, and she's looking down upon you. I see in this picture that they're you. You're opening a book, and it's like you're looking and you're searching for a confirmation from spirit or to yourself for what is going on at the moment. And this card is an Archangel Michael card, and it says, your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. I also got that it's okay to carry on having a sense of humour. I think maybe in the past, because you're going to, your mind's going through, is it right, is it wrong with this relationship? I agree with Mike and your mum and the angels. If it's making you happy, that's all that matters. Okay, I think maybe the doubts are coming in from maybe past stuff. Just stay in the now and enjoy life, yeah? It's honour and trust your feelings. Ask Archangel Michael to help you with that situation, to protect you. If ever you feel a little bit like, oh, you're not sure about it, ask. Also, you can ask for protection to help you sleep, right? And just to know the person you're asking about is trustworthy.
Oh, yeah, now he travels a lot. You're right. I've been through a lot, and I'm
yes,
just excited. So just for him, he travels
yes,
a lot.
Have.
So I just want
to
see where was
yeah.
going to go with him traveling.
Yeah, if he travels a lot, you see that obviously I see that there's a lot of a distance, and because of what's gone on in the past, darling, it brings a little bit of a doubting Thomas in you. But live for now. In other words, when you're with him, you're having a beautiful time with him. Just allow that to happen. It's okay. And your mum's watching over you all the time.
Ah, thank you.
All
do
the
you
time.
See what Robert wants?
Yes.
I
am sure things will be working out well for you. I don't see total what's happening in the future, but I think if you stay with them out and enjoy life, things will materialize in the right way for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, well,
Namaste.
Thank you there, Tina, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have bye now. Bye.
Hi.
Okay, guys, before we go to the next call, I'm going to play the our next track. So sit back and enjoy.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't conceive. Listen, sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find relief. Oh,
got another beautiful song there by Rihanna. Listen. Absolutely amazing song. What do you reckon, guys?
Yeah.
Brill. Okay. My namesake.
We're going to take a couple of Skype callers because we've got some Skype callers and I think that they're from the UK. I don't know until we pick up their calls. So let's go to this one. It's Teddy's mum and say, hi, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yeah, it's Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay, Suzanne, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from the UK.
Yeah, I must be psychic. Okay, Suzanne. And I hand you over to Jonathan, and I know that Jonathan will do his very best there with you. And Jonathan, is all over to you, mate.
Cheers, Mike. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
Very good, thanks. Do you want me to talk so you can pick up my energy?
No, I thought tuning in. I just like an introduction. Introduction is always a good thing. Okay, got a lot of energy coming in with you, Suzanne. That's always a good thing. So, I'm going to start off with a gentleman that draws close from the world of spirit. This is very close energy, so I'm possibly going down your father type line with this gentleman. And that could either possibly go to granddad type figure. You had a rough 3 years.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
No. I'm saying so. Definitely don't do no asking. However, want to say that's changing very, very much so. This is it's not just for you personally. It can be a bit of a universal year with that energy coming in. I do feel you've still got decisions to make this year.
No, not that I know. No, everything's fine.
If I'm allowed to finish speaking, about what you're going to be doing in your future years. Obviously, the future is something that's set out before all of us. So, I wasn't necessarily... We seem to have some interference there on the line.
I don't think it's my line. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
Okay. Do we know what that is, Mike?
I don't know where it's coming from, to be honest with you, Jonathan, but...
Okay. I must work with all around it anyway. So, as I said initially, it's good energy I feel with you, Suzanne. It's quite strong. So, I would see you not having too many problems moving forwards. When I put thoughts to your future, I'd be thinking about 2014 is a very good year for manifestation in the sense of symbolically putting seeds in the ground and creation, making things happen. And I really get kind of 7-8 year period for you from now, and that could really take you up to the 2022 year of things paying off. And when I say paying off, I don't just mean in a money or a financial way. That could be abundance, that could be joy, that can be happiness, it can be whatever you want. So I don't know how much you understand yourself about what we call the universal law of attraction or abundance or asking the universe and it provides for you. Financially, out of those 7-8 years, though, I give the next 3 years, including this year, the 2014, 15, 16, I'd see very, 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 very good for things like investments, especially anything connected with investments or anything abroad for you, okay? I also have a lady that draws close from the world of spirit. And again, this is a family member connection. And she's a nice energy as she's coming just to me. She's 2 steps away, so I'll just ask her to come in 1 step more. This lady's got some hair, and it's possibly hair coming up a bit because she's sort of fiddling around with it. And she would have been quite a strong-willed lady. She's got strong energy as she comes in. I feel if she had something to say, you know, believe you me, she'd come out and say it.
You say she's fiddling with her hair?
Yeah, she was fiddling with her hair. Do you understand?
Possibly. What was she doing
This lady, as she's coming in, she's making me look at her hair, and she's fiddling with her hair as she's coming in. That's what I have to relay to you, okay? And it's not kind of flat hair. She's got some hair, this lady. She's fiddling with this hair, okay? And when she clairsentiently comes into you, you get a kind of a like a tinkly feeling on your face, or a feeling like walking into cobwebs when there are none actually there. That's how you know that this lady's connecting in with you, okay? Now she's laughing. She's actually laughing. I think she finds, let's say, I refer to spirit world as upstairs, people who know me. She finds things quite funny from the other side. Do you understand this?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Okay. It's funny seeing how people really are, she says. So it's in that way she finds things funny, okay? It's not at you personally, per se. June should be a very significant month that you understand. This is going to be a birthday passing or an anniversary month.
It's a vacation month for me.
Okay, she's just on about the June month being very, very, very significant. Normally I link it in with a birthday, passing, or anniversary, but she's definitely talking about the June month. Has there been an issue with three previous holidays, please?
An issue? No issue.
Is there significance with three holidays or three previous ones, even if it's not issues?
No, not really. No, there's nothing out of the ordinary but three holidays. No.
Is she still giving me three to do with the holidays? Is it, is there three we're planning on taking or something like that? There'd still be significance with three in some way.
I don't know. I just got a holiday book. So as far as threes, I don't know.
Okay. I'll move away from that in the first instance, so I don't want to get stuck on it if you're not going to understand it. Sorry? Keep getting a lot of interference from this line.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I can hear you fine.
Okay, it sounds like somebody's blowing in my ear hole as I'm speaking to you. It's just constant. Anyway, going back to your energy anyway, I just feel it was good energy. I didn't feel that we were facing too many problems in the near future. I've talked about the financial side investments being good. Okay, I'm just getting informed that the interference is on your end, your line.
No, it's there's nothing over here. I'm sitting in the dark and it's quiet, so I don't know what that.
Okay. Can Mike and Rihanna hear that as well?
Hi. Yes, I can occasionally. I don't know whether it's okay for me to step in here, Jonathan, for a few things for Susanna. Right, I get a feeling that you work a lot with energy, and you have done, and I think you're probably going through that. There's been a lot of energy turmoil, which has been happening for everybody, so don't feel it's you. I also feel that there is... a female, I don't know whether it's your mother or your grandmother in spirit, who's nursing a child, reassuring you that God is in charge and your child is, that child is also being looked after. I do think that I must remind you that positive thoughts create positive results. And you and your loved ones are safe. Well, have confidence because this is your life purpose. There is an area in which I feel that deep down, because what's happening at the moment, the energies, things that we thought we cancelled, cleared and deleted, are in a big clearance. It's this time. It's happening at the moment as we move to another level. And I think there's something that you need to go down and forgive and then move on from it. I do feel that you will be working in a healing area, and realize Archangel Michael is always there as a guide and a protector, and you're embraced in eternal love. And you and your loved ones are safe. Have confidence. Right, darling?
Oh, it's loud.
I'm getting a bit of a noise at the moment, so I hope that's rounded the reading off for you. I feel that there's a lot of energy with you. I think you worked with it, but I think there's been an awful lot of stuff which has been happening to a lot of people. It's going to rise itself, my love. Don't worry about it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, Suzanne, I want to say thank you very much for calling. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening now. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to another Skype caller. And this is Sarah. I'm sure it's Sarah Richardson's. And say, hi, are you there with us?
Yeah, this is the first time I've used this microphone. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, absolutely perfect.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, it's the first one.
Sarah, is it?
Yeah.
It's sounding good.
Okay, Sarah, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from England, in the middle of England.
The middle of England, absolutely perfect. Okay, well, I'm going to work with you, Sarah, and see what comes of it. And let me just make a connection to the spirit world, Sarah, and let's go with that. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, Sarah, I want to first of all talk to you of a few people here in the spirit world that wants to come forward. And I know I want to talk to you first of all of a lady that joins us here. This lady, bless her heart, I know that she feels so much like mother, grandmother to me, because I know that she wraps her arms around me as a mother's love or a grandmother's love would when they was here with us. I know she wants to hold on to me so tight. She makes me aware before she passed, she certainly would have been confined or restricted to a bed or a chair or something before that she went over to the spirit world there.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Perfect. I know that she makes me aware that the condition that she had really took her out of her, and she fought for every last ounce of breath that she had in her body. Do you understand of this?
Oh, God, yes, she did. Yeah. Okay.
And she makes me aware that you was there for her every single step of the way. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that's one thing a lot of people noticed when we were before she passed, that I never left her side when she did go, so.
Perfect. Well, she recognises this, okay? And she wants me to talk to you about that you was there with her every single step of the way, because in some way, I believe that you've done a lot of the caring for her. I believe that you've done a lot of the supporting for her. I believe that you was there through every step of the way, okay? And I believe in some way, now I hope I'm receiving this right for you, but would you understand if I said to you, through the stages?
Through the stages.
Of her illness, you was there for her stages of her illness. Because
yeah,
it's almost...
Yeah, because I was, when she passed, I was in school. But I kind of put school behind and took care of her all the way through it.
Perfect, okay, because I know that's exactly of what she has come to say to me. So long as you understand her, you know, I know that I'm more than happy in bringing the communication there for you. But she tells me it's time now that she kind of turned the other way here and started to draw her attention to yourself this era, because I know that there's things going on within your life, within your vibration, that you need a bit of support of. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And see, she talks to me about there's been upset, there's been hurt in your life. See, Sarah, I believe that, you know, she makes me go on a something that recently has just affected myself. And not that I want to blurt my problems out on air, far from the word. But, you know, you're feeling as if you're in a very sticky situation. What shall I do? Shall I do it? Shan't I do it? I feel lost. Do you understand of this, Sarah?
Yeah. It's a bit weird at the minute because I'm... how can I put it? Right in the middle of the middle. It's not, instead of a crossroads, it's more like more than one crossroads, really.
Because... it's like a cause and effect, isn't it? And it's a knock-on effect, because if we do the one thing, then it's going to cause an effect elsewhere. And I believe that these are the decisions you have to make. What is right for me? Now, I don't know, Sarah, if you've been thinking of saying, well, you know, throw everything up in the air and see where it lands, that's what I'm going to do. Do you understand of this?
That's actually what I've been thinking the last, pretty much the last couple of days.
You know, isn't it perfect when the spirit world comes and give us the wonderful evidence that they have there? And I know, see, that she wants me to talk to you here about as well, about, you know, learning to trust that inner voice, learning to trust yourself. See, I don't know if you are aware of the spirit world. I don't know, but there's certainly feeling of, I know, I understand the spirit world. I know how communication works. I know how it all blends together as one. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I actually, I'm training to do a bit more psychic work myself at the moment on my own, as a hobby.
Okay, absolutely perfect. You know what? And Sarah, from the bottom of my heart, I want to wish you well with this, okay? Because, you know, I started this when I was 17, and I've had a wonderful journey in spiritualism. I really have. I've been fortunate to tour America. I've been fortunate to tour Spain and Norway, and going back to America this year, which I'll be giving out information about that, ladies and gentlemen, as we go on through the show. But, you know, it's a wonderful pathway to walk, and all I can do is encourage everyone to do just that. But you know, as this lady comes into your vibration, that's exactly the way she wants me to be with it. I want to be encouraging you, I want to be pushing you, I want to be guiding you. I want to be the one that will pick you up when you fall, because she tells me that you need it, okay? And life, you know, it hasn't dealt you a very good hand, should we say, you feel at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, the strange thing is, when I actually first contacted my nan when she passed, it's really scary actually, because she says she wants to give you a hug really tightly. When I first went to any kind of a psychic or anything like that, the first thing I did was belt out in cheers and said, I just wish you'd give me a hug right now. And then,
you know, exactly.
Then I lost someone else quite recently. And again, it was just wanting to have them give me a great big hug, so that's quite nice.
Okay, let me work with somebody else, because I know you just said you've got somebody else that you've lost, and as you said that, there's a gentleman that stands right in front of my face, and bless him, I know that he comes so close to me, okay? He makes me aware that he's been with you for just a little while in the spirit world. He makes me aware that he's full of... I want to say the word regret, if I can say that there too, Sarah, okay, without me sounding offensive, because regretting that I had to leave this life of when I did.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that you are full of regret that he left this life of when he did, because there was so much more that you had to do together. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to stop? Because I can hear you get upset.
No, it's all right.
Okay. Because I know that... you know, he just wants to come around you, catch hold of you, and bring so much comfort to you. And, you know, the words I want to use to you there is that we can, you know, we can, and I don't even want to say what I got to say, but we can move on with this. Do you understand of this? We can bounce back from it. We can move on. And, you know, in some way, we have his blessing to do just that. We have his blessing to kind of walk forward, walk tall and proud. And, you know, you've got nothing to get yourself down about, have you? Because you're mad at yourself. Do you understand this, Sarah?
Yeah.
And you're holding on to the things of his memories, and I don't know if you have things that would belong to him, but he talks.
I have quite a few. I actually own more stuff of his than my mum and dad do.
Bless, okay. Because I know that he talks to me here about holding on to his things and to his memories, and what he tells me is, you treasure them, you hold on to them, because if it makes you feel more comfortable, then that's what it's meant to do there for you, okay? He says to me that, see, he wants me to call you my little one, and I don't mean that to be offensive. Is that what he would have called you?
Yeah, it's quite weird because you've got an accent twang the same as he did.
Well, you know, that's the Welsh accent. You know, I'm down in Wales. And you sound as if you're from Birmingham, is that right?
Yeah, well, nearby, yeah. Just about 20 minutes away, but it's scary because they were Welsh as well.
It's just perfect that they come forward and bring that information. You know, I worked up in Birmingham many times and done quite a few venues up there, which, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed working there. But I know that what he wants me to say to you is that, you know, you have to kind of walk forward with this. You have to kind of do what's best for yourself and keep walking tall, proud, and forward. I'm going to let Rihanna work with you because I know that Rihanna is actually, she's doing very well tonight, you know, considering that you know, she doesn't work mediumistically because, you know, she thinks and she keeps saying, I'm only training, I'm not very good at it, but she's working very well. So, Rihanna.
Hello, Suzanne. Is it Suzanne? Sorry.
Sarah.
No, it's Sarah.
Sorry?
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Sorry. I got straight away. Your heart chakra is in the process of healing, my love. And while Mike was talking at the beginning, I got this beautiful male energy where you've had an attachment of heart and obviously you've recently passed. But what I also got was that he's just saying to me, he just wants you to be happy, and he knows that you've got an awful lot of things that you can work with, and he's going to be working with you. When you look across the memories that he has with you, all the things, hold on to the things that are dear, but remember him. Have, you know, the happy times. He's saying the happy times, the happy times, right? Yeah. And he's also saying that he really wants you, because when you go into that place, your intuitive feelings, right, with mediumship and stuff like that and cutting cords, does it blocks it a little bit, yeah? And what he's trying to do is he wants to encourage you, yeah? He wants to be there for you.
Yeah.
He wants you to trust what you do. Trust your guides, trust the angels, trust divine, trust him, because he's not going to be very far away.
No, he's a...
All right,
he's
won't be.
He sticks around, because it's quite like what the bloke just said, he's standing right in front of him. He'll keep watching. Whenever Granny's round, he'll keep watch over any guy.
And he's saying, will you be gentle on yourself, please?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That... There has been a situation that's been a little bit iffy, and he's telling me, you know, just move away from that. It's all okay. And he said, this is going to be your life purpose. You are going to be working intuitively with spirit, and he's going to be there guiding you and directing you. It's a beautiful, powerful energy. He's beautiful, right? And he just wants you to find. He knows it's at the moment it's raw, but he wants you to really try and think about all the fun things that you did together. He doesn't want you to focus on the pain, although he knows you miss him, right?
Yeah.
And he has missed you, but he's now saying, "I want to be there for you, darling. I want you to really." Take a hold, because all I've ever wanted for you is to be internally happy and be doing what you need to do for you.
Yeah, I could actually imagine him saying that to me as well.
Bless him. He's beautiful. He's beautiful. He's beautiful. Blessings and love, my darling. And you can always go to the angels to help you. You know that.
Yeah.
And spirit. Right, but he's not going to be very far away, tell you. It's like he's showing me at the moment. I don't know whether he wiggled his finger. If you were a little bit on a downer, or you've got what I call whoopsie toesy about something, he used to look at you and wiggle his first finger as he'd say, no, come on, you know. And then he'd change the subject and make you laugh. And I'm getting him standing there, wiggling his little finger at you and going, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I don't know whether he ever would have pounced on you and tickled you, but he's really giving me that
he could turn any situation into a joke.
Yes, yeah, you understand me. You understand me. Oh, he's gorgeous. I'll leave his love with you, darling. All right, God bless.
Thank you, Rihanna, there. Sarah, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I know that we've just made contact elsewhere. And, you know, if there's, we can continue this another time. But I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll stay in contact. Thank you very much for both of you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
You're welcome.
Blessed be.
Okay, let's go straight back to our music. There's a song here that I've been wanting to play, Rihanna. So I'm going to play it. Enjoy.
Thank you, darling.
Another Butter bootleg on PJButter.com.
Story of my life, searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really lost my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love, the reason that the sky is blue. The clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again, and too much just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills.
Another absolutely amazing song there by Rihanna. Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Let's not go there.
No.
Let's not go there. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let me compose myself, so to speak. And let's go to area code 253 and say hi, 253. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
My name's Becky.
Becky. Okay, Becky, yes. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Perfect. Okay, Becky, I'm going to hand you over to Jonathan. He's worked absolutely amazing tonight. I'm so impressed and so proud of Jonathan. Jonathan, it's all over to you, mate.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Good, I'm glad. And I feel you are. The first thing is, lady's just come over from the World of Spirit, and the first thing she's done is she's just wrapped her arms around you and give you a hug. And she hasn't even told me who she is yet, okay? She's coming with a nice, light, bubbly, loving energy as she comes in, okay? Now, I will say she's been in the World of Spirit a little while. I don't feel it's the most recent passing. Two more ladies would pop up. So there's actually a little queue of people here around you, okay? Now, some will be people that you understand, and some will be older generation members. There's also a male that would come through from the World of Spirit as well, and he's just got a big smile on his face, okay? There's a celebration that's significant or poignant. I'm not sure if this is now or about to come up, but that's one of the things that they're on about. And again, people are coming through from the World of Spirit, and they're raising a glass. So it's symbolic. There must be some really good news around you right now or coming up in your life. You understand?
No, but, I mean, we'll see.
Okay, I'm going to go into it a little bit more because they're all coming in. No, I just feel everybody's very proud of you. I feel it's their way of coming in and saying, you know, we're watching you from upstairs.
Okay.
You made some good decisions in your life over the last 3-year period, please.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so this is why they're coming in. They're, it's like, congratulations, you know, even though we're not down here on the earth plane, we're there upstairs. See, ladies really coming through smiling like the Cheshire Cat is what we would say, or certainly in England.
Okay,
going to talk about the May month. You understand the May month being very significant, please?
The May month?
Next month, May month, please.
There are birthdays in the family, but other than that...
Yeah, that's fine. It's not about the May months. Just coming in with the celebrations for those months, the May months, okay? June is also another significant month. There's a really smiling about the June month, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Two people within the family just done very well sort of academically at the moment or in line with training with work, please.
Yes, my son just got a job.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting indications with two people, though, not just one. Can you think of it in line with another family member, please, or another close connection?
My daughter has a pretty successful job.
Right, okay. It's definitely coming in with the two connections that they're quite happy with there, okay? Okay. Now, I'm going to ask 2010, because they tell me that you can smell the coffee now, but if they take me about 4 years ago, I don't think you saw everything that was in front of your face.
No, I was in a fog.
Yeah, okay. But you are through that. Sorry?
What was that?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was the line. We all weather the storms in life, as it were, okay? Definitely somebody come in through that would have suffered with a cancerous condition.
Yeah, that was my husband.
Yeah, okay, because they're just coming through and the cancerous condition's not there anymore, okay? Now, this I know you've said husband. I do get the male energy coming in, the gentleman. Do you understand this person being a bit of a practical joker upstairs, please?
Yes.
They're very funny. They're coming through like, I'd like to have a bit of a muck around with you. I'd like to keep you on your toes. And this is what I would have done whilst you were here, but I still do that from the World of Spirit. You having things going missing, please, at the moment? Like you can't find something and then it turns up again.
Not that I could think of at the moment.
I'm getting the impression from the gentleman that they're mucking around with the physical world around you and it's their way of coming through.
Okay.
Have you recently been looking at looking at his stuff?
At his stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I cleaned out a whole bunch of stuff and I found like his firefighter badges and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's good, because he's on about, like you've been looking through his stuff, okay? I'd be telling you to sell it to get some money and have a laugh. What I mean by that is that's their sense of humour. I don't think they really want you to sell it.
Right.
You understand? Because it's got sentimental value. Okay.
Right.
There's a lady in the world of spirit that's doing their head in.
Huh. She's doing what?
She's in England we say that doing their head in. Annoying slightly, maybe is another way of interpreting it. Sorry?
I'm not sure.
What, you're not sure with what I mean by annoying or doing their
head in? Well, no, I know what annoying means. I understand that. But I was trying to think who it was.
Okay, they're telling me that there's a lady upstairs that's telling them what to do all the time and they don't like it.
Okay. He's annoyed at that lady.
Yeah,
okay,
because they don't like they don't like being told what to do. They're quite their own boss. But
and he was by
one
down here.
I would say that gentleman comes with their own sense of humor anyway about things. I'd say they're quite lighthearted. So
yeah.
I'm passing you as a reflection of them, okay? When they passed away quickly. You need to understand this with this gentleman.
Yep, he did.
Yeah, okay, it's just reconfirming that for you. I'm being told that I passed away quickly, okay? Okay, apparently you're still mad as a box of crackers.
I do sometimes. It's been almost 6 years.
Okay, you still speak to them.
Right.
You speak to this person occasionally.
Okay, yeah.
you can class that in your own head. That's fine. Mediums don't just class that in their own head, but I'm told that I do get the communication, okay? And have you been doing something with dresses, please? Dresses, recently.
No.
Dresses. Okay,
no.
So they're on about dresses. Why are you on about dresses?
I have no idea.
Is there something comical with dressing yourself?
Huh. I don't know. I mean, I dress nicely, but I know I'm not a person that wears dresses all the time.
Okay. Right. They're giving me some humor about dressing. Is it taking you forever and ever and ever and ever to decide what to wear?
Yeah, that's so true. When I go on vacation,
right, okay.
I take 12 outfits.
Right, because they're still laughing about the dresses, the clothes, okay, and they're really, really coming in. Now, they wouldn't be like that. They could just sort of walk in, pick something up, put it on, and they'd be done.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Sandwiches is the next thing that they're bringing me.
Hmm.
Do you used to make them sandwiches? Sandwiches are some significance?
I made his lunch every day.
Right, okay. So it's not about the sandwiches, missing the sandwiches, okay. It's free food upstairs, as I say in.
Huh. Is he saying anything about relationships?
Yeah, stay single for the rest of your life.
Oh my gosh.
That's their sense of humor coming through again from this person.
Yeah.
I don't think that was their absolute intention. there was somebody recently.
He just moved out. But there is still a lot of feelings.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's saying he wasn't that bad, but it's actually the next one that's around the corner that's going to be better. But I must say, that's like in the symbolic sense, it's not who lives around the corner from you, because apparently they wouldn't be good.
So he's saying this one that we're not going to get back together then?
No, he's just saying he's not the right one for you.
Oh, okay.
What's it to do with this man's feet, please?
What did I do to his feet?
No, I'm saying, because the gentleman in the world of spirit is on about the one that you've just moved out, something to do with his feet.
No, didn't do anything with his feet.
No. Not that you did something with his feet, hang on. Was he a bit lazy?
No, he wasn't lazy. He actually really helped around the house. I mean, he was...
No, okay,
he just
not
had
that.
A lot
got...
of emotional issues he needed to deal with.
Okay, so he needs to go walk off his emotional stuff. Okay. Did he have small feet?
No.
No? I'm being told... I'm glad we're getting some laughter, because you need some laughter, but he's on about you need somebody with big feet.
Well, because, I mean, he's probably comparing himself. He had 13s.
Right, there you go. So he's comparing himself. He wouldn't leave the feet. He's on about you've got to have somebody with big feet, okay? Big feet's probably big shoulders.
Oh, yeah, he was a big guy. He was 6'7".
Yeah, okay. He tells me he would have liked to be bigger.
Oh, my God. Well, my son's bigger than him now, so.
Have you got a significant necklace or piece of jewelry that comes from this gentleman in the world of spirit, please?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's on about that. Okay, I've got to mention that. And
it has his, actually, it. I got it after he died. It has his ashes in it.
Okay, but it's around the neck.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, he's just on about that around the neck piece of jewelry, and he's laughing. He says, well, at least that's something that his feet fit into. Now, the feet, one was just a little bit bigger than the other one. He didn't find it as easy to get footwear all the time.
So true.
Yeah, okay. He's also telling me to tell you that your granddad's in the world of spirit.
Yep.
Well, it's your granddad. He's saying he's there, okay? Your granddad's a bit more of a straight-laced guy than the partner.
Right.
Okay. Granddad's on about your hair. Okay. Have you changed your hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I want to...
No, I'm saying it has been changed.
Oh, yeah, it's totally changed.
Yeah, okay. I think, again, he gives it the go-ahead. However, I say however, I don't know if it's traditional as maybe it could be or should be.
Okay.
I want to give you peanut butter. Okay?
Okay.
Very, very much so. They brought that. That's the next thing that I want to give to you. And okay, right. This is no reflection on the gentleman in the world of spirit with the big feet, because he's great. But when it comes to the other family members coming through from the world of spirit, you're not necessarily the best at picking partners. Okay? I've got a lady coming through from the world of spirit now saying that the one that you've asked for now is going to be delivered.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And he's going to come with a big smile on his face.
Okay, so where am I going to meet this person? They're just going to show up at my door.
No, it's actually, there's like a party, it's a social thing, an invite thing. You're going to be invited by two friends, okay?
Okay.
That's where you meet this person. You got any involvement with, like, bankers, or knowing anyone that's a banker or anything like that? Can you bring the banker in to me?
No.
Okay, well, there's a good possibility that there's a banking connection with this gentleman, okay? I'm just really quickly, because I'm being called to time, I'm just going to see if there's anything else I have to leave you.
Okay.
There's a real small dog in the world of spirit.
Yeah, I had a dog.
Yeah, it's a small dog. Just got to mention the dog. And I've got to tell you to watch your trousers falling down.
Okay.
Okay?
That could be only because I'm losing weight.
It very much well could be. If you're losing weight, that's absolutely great. Good for you. But they're really telling me you've got to be careful that the trousers don't fall down.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't like that happening.
No, I wouldn't.
No. Okay. With that, I'm just going to quickly leave you all there, light and love, because I have to hand it over to everybody else.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, honey. Have fun. Take care. Bye-bye.
Absolutely perfect there, Jonathan. And I got to say, I haven't laughed so much with the reading as I did it. Jonathan, absolutely amazing. Becky, please do remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, guys, I need to let you all know about my tour in America that's coming up very, very soon. And you know, it'll soon be up on us. If you want to know more of where I am going to be in America, then you need to send an email to Mike Davis, spelled with an E, which is MikeDavies, tour@AOL.com. So that's Michael, and I know out in the USA it's called Davies, Mike Davies Tour, I said it all wrong again. I'll do it all over again. MikeDaviesTour@AOL.com. Or if you are in the UK, it's MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. If you want to come and find me on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, or come and send me an email, MikeSpirit15@AOL.com. Jonathan, how can people get a hold of you, mate?
Again, they can phone you on 0588. I'm on Facebook, Jonathan, A-T-H-A-N, Brown, Spiritualist Medium. Current website is www.jonathan-brown-medium.co.uk.
Perfect. And Rihanna, how can people get hold of you?
All right. Thank you, Mike. www.healing-handsanctuary.co.uk and facebook.com/Rihanna.George.7.
Perfect. And I know, Rihanna, that you do Reiki healing as well?
Yes, I do. I've got a Reiki practice here, yes. I'm a Reiki practitioner.
Absolutely perfect.
Well,
you never know, Rihanna. One day I will come down to West for me, and I will be laying on that bed of yours and having some wonderful Reiki healing.
Ah, yeah. And we'll have some fun too, Mike, sure.
Bless you, bless you.
Sure, Jonathan, sure.
I must say, mate, an absolutely fantastic guest here. You know, I in the beginning, I didn't know what to expect because we haven't made contact because, you know, the two of us have been that busy. But, you know, the question's on my mind. Will you come back?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, as I started the show, I've just come back. You know, I was in a big car crash on Wednesday, and I'm not quite yet, I'd say, my 100% self. But, yeah, a pleasure, Mike. It's great, you know. And you, Rihanna, as well, very, very much so. And,
brilliant. Loved working with you.
Yeah, you want to do any future connections, Mike? You PM me, we'll have a chat, we'll do some stuff.
Most definitely. Well, I know that we can chat off air because we have to go off air in just a few seconds there. But, Jonathan, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you very much. And you, Rihanna, thank you very much. But all is left for me to say, ladies and gentlemen, is good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.